The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, the Examiner is an excellent publication. And Paul Watson's a great writer for Infowars.com. I mean, we do this too, but sometimes I see his headlines. It'll be something incredibly bombshell. Like we got the exclusive from Wakefield that Robert De Niro, the federal government, a high-level official, came and threatened him not to, at the Tribeca Film Festival he founded, show the film Vax that was shot partially in our studios. Have you guys pulled that article? And Paul had the headline that high-level government official pressured them not to show it. Well, it should have been, you know, Tyranny USA, Robert De Niro threatened by feds not to air film. I mean, look, it's that hardcore. And then there's this. It's every day now, folks. I've got stacks of censorship, stacks of control, stacks of it, just like Matt Drudge said. By the way, I never bug Matt Drudge, but I'm gonna see if I need to get him on the show. I mean, he usually goes on one show every couple of years. He chose ours last year. But, man, I guess he came and already said it. I guess we should just take these stories, put them together, and show where Drudge warned. I mean, when a Supreme Court justice tells you, hey, next year, this was last year, next year they're coming for everybody's free speech. He came here and said, we're running out of time, people. I'm warning you in this studio. A lot of folks go, we better shut up then. No, that's how we lose everything. We exercise our free speech. I mean, this is out of control. These people are criminals. They're protecting ISIS. They're shipping guns to the Mexican drug cartels. That's this attorney general. That's this government. These are evil people that said brainwash the public against guns. Dems on FEC target conservatives. I mean, whoa. Usually it's bullying talk radio because they used to have some jurisdiction. Now the Federal Election Commission is claiming jurisdiction over movies, over independent films, over documentaries. Documentaries are probably the most protected form of speech there is in court. That and the written word. I mean, it is sacrosanct. If they can pull this down, it's like letting Satanists go into a Catholic church and throw manure on the Virgin Mary. And that's why they have government-funded programs to do just that. To break your will. Dems on FEC target conservatives vote to punish maker of anti-Obama movie. The three Democrats on the Federal Election Commission, in their latest and boldest move to regulate the conservative media, how about any media, voted in unison to punish a movie maker critical of President Obama after he distributed for free his latest work, Dreams of My Real Father, a story of Reds and deception. Oh, they're trying to claim, well, he sold the DVD for years, we sell it, and we told him he should put it out for free. Then as a public service. Oh, I guess if it's totally good and totally pure, now it's really evil. Filmmaker Joel Gilbert, owner of Highway 61 Films, has produced several independent politically themed movies and sent Dreams out to millions of voters in key swing states prior to the 2012 election. That's his free speech. While he acted on his own with no ties to political groups or parties, an FEC complaint was filed claiming he violated reporting rules, prompting him to seek the standard media exemption. But despite giving the exemption to liberal movie makers like Michael Moore and Daily Kos, the Democrats recently voted against Gilbert in a February action, receiving their bid and reviving their bid to punish conservative media, a campaign initially targeted online, like Drudge Report. Yep, they're announcing the FCC wants to go after the Drudge Report. And then I see liberal sites that are really fascist, just weirdo trendy. It's like, fascists came in black uniforms with red armbands before. Now they come dressed like retro beatniks or the trendy guy from The Hangover. And they just have beards and go, oh, yeah, yeah. You know, like Lewis Black of the Chronicle. Looks just like that. And he openly has tried to restrict my speech over and over again. Over and over again, tried to have me thrown off the air. He writes editorials saying Alex Jones shouldn't be on the air. He's a big, disgusting, horrible person who hates America. People say, well, that's some really mean rhetoric. What? He wants to shut me up? I don't want to shut you up, you big maggot. But I do know you're an authoritarian danger to this country. People say, oh, this guy gets really mad. What's wrong with him? Yeah, there's a bunch of people running around in commie outfits that want to arrest us and shut us up. That's not a problem or anything. That's no big deal.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are lining up Larry Pratt, the head of Governors of America, for some good Second Amendment news. Also, we're going to talk about the globalist counteroffensive against our right to self-defense. We're getting him hooked up right now. Then after he leaves us, Dems on Federal Elections Commission target conservative filmmaker. They want to put him in prison. Saying you're not allowed to be political and make a film against Obama during the election season. They also want to file complaints on Drudge to shut him down. It's actually happening. And after Larry Pratt leaves us, here in about 30 minutes, we are going to get into the rest of the political correctness here in America and around the world. Germany, police raid homes of anti-refugee internet posters. Not allowed to criticize the open borders under civil emergency. Norwegian politician is raped by Somalian migrant, begs for him not to be deported. That's how leftist they are. Professor calls for whiteness to be abolished. Here in the United States, total racist spew. This is at every major university. This is what goes on. We're going to play that. College students panic after confusing priest for KKK member. The guy looks nothing like a KKK member, but it's something to get hysterical about, like the Gap ad that shows the white girl leaning lovingly on the little black girl, and then the Gap has another ad with a black girl leaning on a white girl. But you can't have a white person be taller than a black person or leaning against them. See, it's all like, oh, you saw KKK in the sky. You saw it under the table. It's amazing. So that's just some of what's coming up. That ties into raised hands violate university safe space policy. That's over in the UK. Don't raise your hand has been added. Everything's being added. Brown bags have been added. Just anything. Pocket constitutions are banned all over the U.S. because they're seen as hateful and bad. Just anything that scares you, like a costume party. Remember at Yale, they fired the professors that put out the email saying, look, we're not going to ban that. It's free speech. This is what it is to be liberal, is to be inclusive and to have thick skin and to understand other cultures. No. This is the brainwashing cult taking over. And the Atlantic Monthly, the liberal publication, says it's mental illness and coddling and it's gone too far. And Jerry Seinfeld says his daughter's just ignorant. No, your daughter isn't ignorant when she says men and women being together is sexist. She has been programmed by an anti-human takeover program that is meant to kill the real liberal enlightenment, the Renaissance. They flipped everything on its head. Citizens owning guns, when you couldn't do that in Europe, that's liberal. Having more of your tax money, that's liberal. Having more private property is liberal. Having more right to travel is liberal. Having more right not to be spied on without warrants is liberal. Liberal, 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 liberal. When I put four pieces of turkey on my sandwich and cheese and onions and lettuce with a big Dagwood sandwich, that's a liberal sandwich. A big, juicy one. By definition, well-learned, well-read. The Michelle Obama tells your kids what to eat, and local schools are fine. They're not local. They're federal. They're under UN treaty. Getting a little tiny sandwich with no calories in it and no vitamins, no minerals, that's not liberal. That's being a prisoner. But I wanted to get Larry Pratt on. Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America is joining us to talk about the upcoming fights that we face, what he expects to see in this election, what he's most concerned about, but also some positive news. This is a story from Breitbart. It's up on InfoWars.com. Gun Owners of America claims victory over Bloomberg billions. Gun rights activists demonstrated once again that when politicians feel the heat, they see the light. To quote Larry Pratt, I'm here to tell you, we give credit where it's due. He doesn't want credit. He's in a fight. He wants his grandkids to live in a free country. But Larry Pratt, for decades, has kept the NRA honest, helped get their board changed, helped put pressure on them, and helped reform the gun rights movement into a real movement of no compromise. So if you want to look at anybody in the U.S. who is more responsible for the fact that you still got that Second Amendment and we are beginning to turn the tide, but they've got major counteroffensives. So don't think we're winning the war because we've been winning a few battles. We haven't even seen the main force yet, folks, I'm telling you. But we're geared up, we're ready, we're no compromise. This is the line in the sand. And so understand, Larry Pratt, you need to go to gunowners.org. You need to sign up for the free updates. You need to go there. You need to become a sponsor of them. You need to become a member, a yearly member, or a lifetime member now. If you do not spend money in the fight to defend this republic, you will lose everything. And a lot of you that aren't into guns, that's fine. If we lose the guns, we lose the first, the fourth, the tenth, the ninth. We are losing everything now. I just covered how they're coming after filmmakers trying to put Joel Gilbert in prison like Dinesh D'Souza. But Dinesh D'Souza didn't know he had an illegal PAC. Hillary can do that all day. Five donors, friends to his college roommate running for Senate. 9 months in prison. Second biggest documentary filmmaker in history. Well, now, with this guy, he did nothing. He put the film out for free on the Internet. He allowed groups out there to distribute it to people. It's his right to stand up against somebody who grew up in the home, in Obama's own book, a top pornographer and top communist, Frank Marshall Davis. Now, he says it's really his dad. I don't know. They look just alike. The point is that he lived with this guy, and it was his grandfather's best friend. All I know is, whether it's true or not, doesn't he have a right to make a film in America? They have a rule at the FCC or at the FEC, and they've interpreted it. Kind of like they have a rule at the RNC that they've never implemented to take the popular vote. It's amazing. So I'm ranting. I appreciate him joining us. Larry Pratt of gunowners.org. Now is the time to go all in, folks, because the counteroffensives are here. But let's first get the good news. Larry Pratt, thanks for joining us.
Alex, thank you so much for having me. You made me hungry during that account of all the attack on food. I think I'll go out and buy a hamburger when we're finished. They're crazy. No, they're not really crazy. This is all part of, I think you're pegging it. They want to control every possible area of freedom, and they're going after relatively peripheral things as they move in for really key things like speech and the ability to defend the Second Amendment is not going to be long able to stand if we don't stop these jaspers now. But happily, we, as you alluded to, we're making some progress. A couple of states now have gone ahead and added themselves to the list. I think we now, if I got my count right, have 10 states where you can carry a firearm under your coat, in your purse, with no permit required whatsoever, not the government's business.
And then magically crime goes down, not up.
No, you don't even have to tell people not to shoot their eye out or rob a bank. Can you imagine? People seem to know what to do when they have a gun. Who would have thought the American people were that intelligent and responsible? Certainly not the elite.
And we know the criminals aren't going to follow the law anyway, so why not give law-abiding citizens the right to defend themselves?
That's always been the question I've had. If the criminals are doing it anyway, we know that the laws on the books are not doing a lick of good, then why exactly do we have these laws? Oh, is it maybe that we're illegally keeping a registration list from the instant background checks that are being done? Oh, surely they wouldn't do that. Surely they wouldn't use the IRS to go after political prisoners. Surely they wouldn't use the Justice Department to release cartel members back to the Mexican cartels so they can murder more people in the Fast and Furious program that they may still be running. No. They wouldn't do anything like that. You know, the people that have run the Fast and Furious program, actually giving guns, if you will, to criminals, turn around and want to, they're all bothered by whether you or I sell a neighbor a .38 revolver.
Sure. What about the latest where it's coming out that they're shipping the guns continually into Mexico, that Fast and Furious is ongoing, and then it's shipped to ISIS and others? That's coming out in mainstream news, and nothing is being done in Congress.
Not a lick. The Congress has become almost totally useless. They are led by men like John Ryan and Mitch McConnell in the House and in the Senate, and these are men with no moral courage whatsoever. They simply accede to whatever the president is doing. They have sent him a blank check so that he can run every terrible program he wants against the Constitution. The only people that seem to become targets of the ire of the Republican establishment are people like Senator Cruz. But otherwise, hey, have a nice day.
Absolutely. I want to get with Larry Pratt here while we have you into this article. Gun Owners of America claims victory over Bloomberg billions. Obviously, he'll try to come back, but the fact that he threw the most he's ever done in his decade-long crusade against the right to self-defense, when he has up to 15 bodyguards himself and lives in armored fortresses that he flies around in jet copters from. I mean, this guy is literally a piece of work. What do you, I mean, why are you calling this a victory? I mean, I see it as a victory, but flesh that out for folks.
Well, the government has presumed for all too long to be the one to decide whether or not you or I can carry a concealed firearm for our own protection. And what these laws are doing, now that they're getting on the books and some 10 states, maybe even 11, have said, no, you don't need our permission. You're an American. You're in America. You can have a gun. Just don't go rob a bank with it. Otherwise, it's none of our business. Have a good day. And I know that explodes liberals' heads and probably some conservatives who just don't know that you can trust people with all that firepower. turns out that you can. Alaska's had a law like we're talking about for some 10 years, and their violent crime rate has gone down. Oh, I wonder why. You don't suppose the criminals are worried that they don't have the foggiest idea who might have a gun concealed, and it might be lots of people, not just one or two. They don't know.
Do you think Bloomberg will keep doubling down, even though year after year he does double down exponentially, and it's not working, it's backfiring? Doesn't he understand that as he comes after our guns, that only wakes more people up and only grows the movement to defend the Second Amendment?
Well, I think, isn't it the definition of zealotry is that you redouble your efforts of what you were doing that failed?
I think it's also the definition of insanity.
Okay, I'll take that one, because I think he's showing himself to be really borderline over the line. He is absolutely, and you pointed out his hypocrisy, by the way. It's okay for him to come swarming into a town with 15 guys armed with some guns I would love to be able to own myself.
And by the way, we have footage of that, and that's why Larry says, I mean, there's 15 guys with him with guns when he goes around in different cities on video.
And yet, for you and me, that would be an arrestable offense in some of these cities that he goes into. It's okay if you're Michael Bloomberg.
Don't forget Michael Moore. He has up to six who are armed as well.
Well, we have an open challenge to all these hypocrites, starting with the president. That if guns are so bad, tell the Secret Service, tell whoever your bodyguards are, hey, put those guns away. It only makes violence more likely. It's not the way to solve problems. Can't we just talk about them? And that's okay for you and me when they're talking to us, but they obviously don't believe that because they don't put that into practice. These people are just really too much.
Larry Pratt is our guest, gunowners.org. Larry, let me get to this point with you. Most areas of the country have seen crime rates dropping since 1992, as you know, the FBI's own numbers show. But the economy's not doing too well, and there's suddenly a little bit of an uptick in some of the urban centers around the United States. And the big uptick was already the highest crime rate in the world, and has a total gun ban, of course, for citizens. That's Chicago, and now it's doubled in the last year. And the millionaires are actually leaving the city. That's a story on Drudge Today. Millionaires fleeing Chicago over fear of civil unrest. Elite are panicked over potential race riots, crime wave. Why is it areas with victim disarmament that are Democrat run, why are they literal hellholes, the worst in the world? I mean, they are the worst managers on the planet. Why is this happening from your educated view?
Well, you've already described what's making it happen. And when I pointed that out some time ago in an article that got into the New York Times and Rolling Stone, the left just went into paroxysms of distress. The idea that somehow they were going to be responsible for race riots. Well, they've already happened. Can you spell Ferguson? Or Baltimore, and it's going to get worse unless they ease up on their anti-gun policies. And I think you're absolutely right. Chicago is just an explosion waiting to happen. Rahm Emanuel has a very tenuous hold on power there. His gun control policies are a total failure, like they are in every other city where they're applied. But they don't have any alternative, because for them, as you know, Alex, this goes well beyond guns as a separate issue. It's all about control. I have a weekly one-hour program also on Genesis, In Your Shadow. And the announcer says, and remember, it's not just about gun control. It's about control. That's where these people are coming from. They want to control every single thing we do.
That's right. Can you believe they're actually going after Joel Gilbert for his movie? The Democrats themselves on the Federal Elections Commission want him basically arrested if these complaints go through and get picked up. I mean, this is getting crazy.
And we're seeing the same thing on the college campuses where a Catholic friar had the kind of medieval robe on that's very typical. If you've seen any movies, you've probably seen one of these guys, even if you've never been by a monastery where they hang out. And then all of a sudden, some of the little snowflakes at one of our universities, oh, the Ku Klux Klan. Oh, get in your room and lock the doors and get under the desks.
It just shows the rampant hysteria they have instilled in these people.
And ignorance. If you can't tell the difference between a Ku Klux Klan guy and a Catholic friar, you know what? Your education.
Larry, that's all they teach now. I mean, I don't usually go out on Halloween, but it's my cousin's birthday the day before. And so he wanted to go out on this boat on the river and then go to this condo party. And it was nice people there. But I had at the condo party and at a bar we went to after to hear a live music, techno music, I had people walk over and say, "Are you a Nazi?" Now, I was wearing purple pants, a black shirt, and a captain's hat. And they were asking me if I was a Nazi, and it was white people once, and then it looked like an Arab guy the next time. And I'd say, "No, man, it's a captain's hat because we went on a boat ride, and it's an easy..." And then they would double down, like in my face, like they had power, like they were gang members or something. So I kind of got in their face and said, "Man, you're mentally ill, okay? Now, quit calling me a Nazi and get out of here." But this is what the social justice warriors do.
That's incredible.
It was amazing. Oh, it's just crazy.
So now we're going to have speech codes, dress codes, all kinds of codes, except not for them. They're the ones that make the rules. But all the we have to tolerate them, but they don't have to tolerate us. Isn't that sweet?
It is sweet. Larry, in the 5 minutes we have left, what are some of the threats we're facing right now? What's some of the new initiatives they've got to try to disarm us?
Well, they're always interested in limiting our access to firearms. One of the biggest is we have this continuing push that there be no guns on private guns on military bases. Just today I was looking at an article about one of our generals reiterating the call to keep the bases gun-free zones. Well, you know, that's really ignorant. That is making policy out of wishes and unicorns and other fairy tales rather than looking at what has actually happened, that all of our mass murders, save a couple since 1950, have occurred in gun-free zones. And yet we've got men, I guess women too, that have been in charge of training and leading people in battle, and yet they are so afraid of guns that they don't think that an E-1 should have a firearm on a military base. Really?
Well, we've seen this under Obama, where his defense secretaries have everyone disarmed before they go into a base. And I can see in boot camp not having firearms because you're stressing people. You want people to break who shouldn't be in the military. You want to find out if you've got mental cases who haven't been identified yet. But once you're out of boot camp, if you're going to trust people to fight for their country and do all this, they could kill somebody in a tank. They could steal a rocket launcher. They could whatever. It's stupid. Arm the pilots, too. You trust them to fly a giant airplane. They can kill thousands of people, but you don't trust them to have a gun in the cockpit. It's ridiculous.
And so they have to go through all kinds of elaborate procedures just to go to the bathroom when they're flying one of those planes. Now, we've got ourselves into a real pickle, and there are a lot of, particularly co-eds, but people of the younger generation that have been convinced through that guns are bad, through things such as the zero tolerance program that so many schools have. And if you see a gun, icky, you know, bad, terrible, immediately.
It's gotten to the point where somebody sees a lightsaber in the parking lot glowing green and they think it's a gun and call the police.
It is really obsessive. What we need to do, I think, is, among other things, call for a return to training students how to use guns. And some of the school buildings that are no longer used as school buildings in Washington, D.C., they still have unused firing ranges in the basement of those old schools.
Now, let's be clear. All over the country, from rural area my dad grew up to New York City, well, in the last 25, 30 years, they've closed them all. They have shooting ranges in the basements for marksmanship, and they also have archery. They need to bring that back. But, oh, then they wouldn't be afraid of them. Then they'd know proper use. Like my dad would go to school with his shotgun when he was going hunting with friends after school and stick it in his locker.
And, you know, it's a secret that I guess we're not supposed to talk about, but there are still some rural districts in this country where the students and the parents as well want the students to be able to hunt a rabbit or a squirrel after school on their way home. And, of course, the way you do that is you have your little 22 rifle along with you. And we don't read about anybody shooting their eye out or going on a shooting rampage. They just go hunting, and that's the end of it. Funny thing.
The nanny state hates it. Larry Pratt. Congratulations to you and everybody else, the gun owners and all the listeners and all the lovers of liberty defending the Second Amendment, which defends all the others, and your work and the fact that Bloomberg was defeated all over the country and reversed in his globalist action. Thank you so much, sir.
It is sweet to beat Bloomberg. Thanks for having me on for the celebration.
Thank you, sir. Great job to Larry Pratt. Gunowners.org. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4040 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4040.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. Roger Stone is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes to talk about CNN, MSNBC, you name it, engaging in disinformation. In fact, there's a clip up on Infowars.com in the article Mr. Stone wrote for Infowars. CNN edits a video to imply, quote, "I call for violence in Cleveland." In March. And then CNN kind of did a hit piece last night implying that, well, we're ominous, but falling short of saying we're calling for violence and saying, hey, the Republicans just have rules. If they want to ignore your popular vote, that's okay. That's no big deal. So things are really escalating in the mainstream media, who just wants us all to sit there like it's normal and have them ignore what's happening and let Ted Cruz take the delegates in Arizona, in Louisiana, in Texas, all over the country. And every day they announce new places they're taking delegates that were representing voters for Donald Trump. And they're doing it to Bernie Sanders as well. But Trump is clearly in the lead, and they're doing this. And now they're trying to imply we're bad. See, that's a chilling effect. Well, everybody knows that constitutionalists and libertarians and Trump supporters are some of the most nice, well-mannered people. And that fraud's not going to work. Just like they've been claiming Trump's calling for violence when he's not. Somebody's punching people. Trump says, yeah, good, punch him back. Take him out of here. That's normal. But see, self-defense in this politically correct world is a fraud. They tell your kids if they get attacked, don't defend yourself. So let's go to the CNN clip, and then we're going to go to Roger Stone. Here's CNN last night.
We will have demonstrations at specific hotels where there are delegates so we can let them visually see the will of the people. We will have a daily protest. We will man the ramparts every day.
And hey, it's a free country. If we're staying in the hotel, we can go knock on their hotel room door like you said, right?
Well, and I have friends in every delegation, so I will be able to tell you which state delegations are involved in the big steal, which party leaders are ringleaders in the big steal. We do not advocate violence. We're not talking about roughing anybody up.
We're talking to people.
What we are talking about is being a presence to let people feel the pressure of the American people and those who have bothered to vote in these primaries and caucuses.
Yeah, we're the victims that they're openly robbing as we speak.
That sounds slightly ominous. I mean, is that the way you want the delegates counted?
Look, I mean, he said he doesn't want violence. No one wants violence. There's no place for that. He said that explicitly. I think he's just trying to say, I want this to be transparent, and I think that's fair. We at least owe that to the people. When you have the most of the American people going to vote for Donald Trump, we at least owe transparency.
But what about what Katie said? The rules are the rules, and like these rules have been in place for a while now, and this is just how it's done.
Sure, but can we step back and question? Because you have a majority of Republican voters in the Monmouth poll saying they don't like the rules. They are the ones who should be determining the rules. It's the
American
people.
Do you change it in the middle of a presidential race, or do you change it when there's not a presidential race going on?
You talk about it. You talk about it. You don't just say the rules are the rules.
Some of these rules actually can be changed very close to the actual convention. And I would just point out that Alex Jones aside, who's really a conspiracy theorist, I think putting him on the right is rough for those of us who are conservatives. But nonetheless, the rules that are in place are going to mean that either Trump or Cruz will be the nominee, I think, because apart from the rules, and this is what everyone's getting towards now, if you don't give one of those candidates the GOP nomination, there will be a nuclear meltdown within the entire conservative movement, within the entire right wing. Everyone is going to completely freak out. So all this talk that you're hearing about how it could be Paul Ryan, or, you know, people saying the sort of white knight that they're going to bring in to save everyone, that's the worst possible idea. That's the worst imaginable. There's no way you pull together the party to unite behind a candidate if they just hand it to somebody, Hail Caesar style.
Katie, what do you think?
Well, you know, it's growing tiresome to have Trump supporters come on the air and try to explain away the incendiary, threatening things that Trump staff and the Trump team are out there saying. Roger Stone is basically threatening people. There is a process in place. You have to have 1,237 delegates. As I've said before, there's no Republican Illuminati that can take the nomination from somebody or hand it to somebody. You have to get the delegates. You have to earn the delegates. Donald Trump so far hasn't even gotten 50% of the delegates. At this point in time, Mitt Romney was attracting 70% of Republican support in 2012. Donald Trump has completely flatlined. And so to suggest that, you know, the will of the people is for Donald Trump, the majority of Republicans aren't even backing this guy. So I think that the process needs to take place. It will occur at the convention. It will be a fair process. Nobody's stealing anything, but there will be a fair process. And I expect that Donald Trump will not get 1,237 delegates on the first ballot,
and that
he'll do worse after
Let's
that.
Let's go to Roger Stone, joining us via phone, just with a brief pop in. Again, his article's on Infowars.com, Roger Stone, CNN, edits video to imply I call for violence in Cleveland in March. That was the day before. Now this is a new one where they don't go that far, but they have the CIA guy, Buck Sexton, get up there and say, Alex Jones isn't a conservative. Well, that's true. I'm a libertarian patriot. And then you don't tell folks you're with the CIA that doesn't even represent this country but foreign interests in many cases. But then he tells the truth that it'll blow up if you ignore this. We're there saying we'll put political pressure under the First Amendment as citizen lobbyists to say don't steal our vote. That's totally in the Constitution. How are we bad? I tell you, Roger, you've really got them scared organizing this, so hats off to you. And again, Roger's phone was breaking up a moment. Roger, can you hear me? All right. I'm going to go ahead and go to another clip here. He's in a bad cell area. I want to go to the clip that's in the article that he writes about, where he says basically CNN edits video to imply I call for violence in Cleveland in March. CNN used a truncated video clip of my interview with Stephan Molyneux urging people to go to the hotels of delegates, implying I was advocating violence in Cleveland when the GOP kingmakers funded by the multinational corporations and the globalists who fund them try to hijack the Republican nomination from Donald Trump. Let's go to that clip.
We're looking at a very, very narrow path in which the kingmakers go all out to cheat, to steal, and to snatch this nomination from the candidate who was overwhelmingly selected by the voters, which is why I have urged Trump supporters, come to Cleveland, march on Cleveland, join us in the Forest City. We're going to have protests, demonstrations. We will disclose the hotels and the room numbers of those delegates who are directly involved in the steal. If you're from Pennsylvania, we'll tell you who the culprits are. We urge you to visit their hotel and find them. You have a right to discuss this if you voted in the Pennsylvania primary, for example, and your votes are being disallowed.
Now we have Roger Stone joining us. Hopefully three times is the charm. Roger Stone, I tell you, they are really twisting what you and I and others are saying. They're scared of us saying, hey, don't steal our vote. They're scared we might exercise our First Amendment.
Yeah, I think the crowds that are talking about going to Cleveland are now starting to worry the kingmakers and their allies in the mainstream media. In all honesty, Alex, people at CNN should be ashamed of themselves. Truncating, editing videos to give an impression that I advocated violence when I very specifically renounced violence. Happened again last night on Fox, unfortunately. Megyn Kelly interviewing Charles Hurt and Katie Plavlik all denouncing me for advocating violence when I never advocated violence, taking my comments out of a context. This is the kind of thing Joseph Goebbels did. This is propaganda. One has to wonder whether CNN is a legitimate news organization or whether it is now just a propaganda arm of the Clinton campaign. This is very, very disturbing. But as I wrote for Infowars.com and on my own site, StoneColdTruth.com, they have twisted my words. This is very simple. If anyone will listen to the entire interview with you or the entire interview with Stephan Molyneux or the entire radio interview I did with Dom Giordano, my buddy in Philadelphia, I specifically renounce violence. I specifically say this is a nonviolent protest. It's an attempt to discredit us because they fear our numbers, Alex. They fear that hundreds of thousands of patriots will show up in Cleveland to demand that their Democratic votes will count.
Well, I'm not calling for violence either because we haven't exhausted other avenues. But when you start having governments like the Politburo that appoint candidates like Communist China or old Soviet Russia, at what point when they start going after our free speech do we not have to stand up? So they're going to steal our vote, and now they're going to demonize people going there, implying that we're evil or bad. And then now, filmmakers it's in the news today, are having FEC complaints filed on them for criticizing Obama. Joel Gilbert, that's in the news today. With a straight face, the Federal Elections Commission is coming after Joel Gilbert for his film criticizing Obama. I mean, this is over the top.
Yeah, there is the liberals and the establishment love free speech as long as it's theirs. These folks, particularly the folks at MSNBC, they should really be ashamed of themselves. This is Soviet style propaganda where you edit out certain sections to leave a false impression. So let me be clear again. I have not advocated violence. I renounce violence. This is about the numbers. The Republican bosses will think twice. There are hundreds of thousands of voters and supporters in Cleveland who are demanding that their votes at the primaries and caucuses be respected. We have a right to find the delegates who we elected, who are our representatives. We have the right to lobby them. We have the right to engage them. We have a right to have a dialogue with them. They need to see graphically, based on numbers, that the Republican Party will lose hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of new voters, of disillusioned Democrats and independents who Trump has drawn to our banner. Voters that no other Republican, country club Republican like Ted Cruz, can bring to our banner. So, This is an important issue today. I must tell you, I am more disgusted with the mainstream media than ever. Donald Trump is right. They're very, very dishonest.
Well, it shows they're afraid of hundreds of thousands, hopefully millions of people showing up to be part of the electoral process to say, hey, you claim you're taking popular vote because you have some rule that you've never used before, but now you are. We're here to say we're not going along with it, and I think you ought to start a movement to have all the delegates who have their votes stolen by the party officials to march across the street to another hotel or to a parking lot in front of all the media and have them cast their votes right there and nominate Donald Trump. I mean, that's the real power of the people, and that would send the message that the real election was for Trump, but you stole it. I think we ought to do that.
Well, we're going to have a full program of 4 days of mass protests, rallies, demonstrations, and other activities. We're days away from announcing our plans. In the meantime, we hope that everybody listening who will be able to join us in July will make the trip. Cleveland is beautiful this time of year, that time of year. We're going to have a full program of a participatory democracy for folks to get engaged in. The only way we can stop the big steal is with our voices. So stay tuned at stopthesteal.org. We're going to be updating that with additional information shortly.
In closing, Roger, it's got to be somewhat satisfying, though. I mean, I know it is for me personally to see them this scared. They are really upset. They've got all the major White House bases like Media Matters that, as you know, is openly run by the White House and gives orders to MSNBC and others and CNN to a certain extent. They are really, really scared of this. I mean, how dare the American people even think about standing up for their vote? How un-American. In fact, they may announce that voting never even existed, Roger.
Well, I was attacked on MSNBC, CNN, and Fox last night. Let me tell you something, Alex. The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
That's right. Roger Stone, we'll talk to you again with your update next week. Thank you for all your time. Godspeed.
Many thanks.
Wow. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of stuff is happening. I want to get into the attacks on free speech. I already mentioned some of it. Dems on FEC target conservatives vote to punish maker of anti-Obama movie, Joel Gilbert. He was already going to be on next week. I mean, I sell that film. All it does is show Obama admitting he used to live with Frank Marshall Davis, the top porn maker and top commie. He ran the national publication of major newspapers for the Communist Party. Obama looks just like him, grew up with him, was his grandfather's best friend. His grandfather was in the CIA. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. They are so upset about that movie. I shouldn't laugh about it. These people mean business. They mean big, big business. They are coming after our freedoms. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us at the bottom of the next hour. Until then, we're going to open the phones up on the attacks on free speech, the politically correct hysteria where you see a Nerf gun, you call the police in a backyard, or you see a Catholic priest in Friar Tuck robes, and you think it's the Klan and run screaming at a voting center. You just have raising your hand as a sign of racism now because it might mean Heil Hitler, so that's banned in England. No, it's not banned. I'll raise my hand. Hey, we have free speech. This is crazy. And I'll raise my hand and say, live long and prosper. Does that threaten you? I mean, it's just total crazy town. It's Edinburgh University. These people mean business. I want to get into all that. Take your calls, 800-259-9231. By the way, this broadcast is listener-supported. When you buy the Hillary for Prison shirts or the non-GMO hybrid, non-hybrid seeds, heirloom seeds at InfoWarsStore.com, the shortwave radios, the hundreds of other great items, the high-quality water filters, the lowest prices, with promo code WATER, 10% off, you are funding what we're doing here, so I want to thank you. But you're also getting the very best products we can bring you at the lowest prices. That's why we've been so successful. We have great listeners, and we also have really high-quality products everybody needs. If I use something, if I research something, if I like something, I sell it. That's what we do. And we have DNA Force, the incredible, super high-quality BioPQQ, CoQ10, and a bunch of other factors that will absolutely aid in the absorption. You can read about 175 clinical studies with nerve regrowth, DNA health in the mitochondria of the cells. You owe it to yourself, ladies and gentlemen, to check out the ultimate antioxidant of DNA Force, the BioPQQ, and to find out what it can do. That's just one ingredient. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion has sold out. You can still get it if you sign up for AutoShip, and you get 10% off. And orders $50 or more, free shipping as well, a lot of other specials. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. I want to thank you all for your support. That's how we're able to do this in the face of the enemy, no matter what the consequences.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code RADIO to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, we're going to go to Bill and Buckley and Eric, Shane, Joe, and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Then we're going to get into the economy on big banks, big corporations, on the edge of default, many states, many cities. We're not doing this to fearmonger. We're doing this to try to war game how to get prepared, because the economy is one giant mega bubble, like Donald Trump says. And why are we paying for South Korea and Japan and Germany and France and all these other people's military? We're going bankrupt. Our bridges are falling apart. The trains are running off the tracks every week. It's a joke. Our nuclear reactors are leaking, 90-plus percent of them. It's insane. And I've got a bunch of other political correct news I want to get to. There's a lot more I haven't covered yet, but I want to go to your calls. One more thing. They're trying to censor us more and more on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. I mean, the algorithms are kicking in. Everybody's talking about it. They don't outright shut you down. They just start curtailing. Send the links out, the stories. Send the videos out. Don't let them stop the signal. Create your own videos, your own articles. Just everybody speak out about what's happening right now more than ever. And go to Infowars.com/newsletter, or just click on the newsletter tab, the contact tab. Put in your email so we can send you exclusive video, audio, special deals on the shopping cart, you name it, because it's that low-tech system of high-tech that we need so we can be able to contact you, even if you create a special email just for us. By the way, we don't share emails. We don't do that. It stays here. And then you can take the email if you want once we send you info and send that on to your friends and family and others. So Infowars.com/newsletter. Right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Bill in Texas and Shane. Go ahead. Hey, Bill, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Alex. I just wanted to say that me and my family and friends, we love your show, love everything you're doing. Just wanted to say what's up to Staff Sergeant Biggs. I'm a 26-year-old Army veteran myself. And I just wanted to ask what we could do at the local level other than educating our children to combat the attack on the First Amendment.
They've got our kids. They're feeding them GMO crud, fluoride water. The teachers don't know. They're under attack, too. You just got to go ahead and sit kids around the table and say, look, you're in a real science fiction movie. They've shut it up. We don't have money to send you to a private school. The private schools, by the way, most of them are just as bad. It's the same curriculum. And so you got to understand that the teachers aren't bad, but what they're told to teach you, a lot of it's bull. So you got to come to us to learn what's real and what's true. Or you will lose your kids. And as you just said, your children are number one. We need to really obsess on that as much as possible. And we need to fight back against, you know, the idea that Michelle Obama tells us what we can and can't eat in school.
The problem I seem to be running into a lot is that parents these days think that putting their kids down in front of a smartphone or a tablet is making them smarter. They think that it's making them more intelligent. They don't understand until they do the research that it's actually decreasing their cognitive ability.
That's right. Notice Bill and Melinda Gage for 20 years want to, quote, put a computer in every classroom now, a computer in every student's hand, so they have access to your kids while they brain damage the daylights out of them.
My sister's 14 years old, and she's been using an iPad in school since junior high.
I mean, iPads, if you know where you're going, what you're doing, they have a use. But the screen time itself is hurting the eyes and causing brain damage. People need to go back to paper whenever they can. All of us, you know, killing yourself to live, as a great musician once said, everything's going to end up killing you. And if you don't get sun, you'll die. If you get too much, you'll die. But absolutely, sir, I think you're right on top of it. What else do you think we should do?
I think the education with our children is the biggest thing, because while we're sitting here dumbing our children down with smartphones and with GMOs and giving them cancer and pumping them full of vaccines, ISIS is sitting there trying to kill us.
That's right. Absolutely. Thank you, Bill. Great points. Talk to Shane and others. Back at 70.
Visit GCNLive.com today.